This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The Inspector General for the Department of Homeland Security has issued a report warning of dangerous overcrowding in migrant detention facilities in the border state of Texas. The report came a day after a group of U.S. lawmakers, all Democrats, toured detention centers and denounced the conditions there as horrifying. In the wake of those revelations, protests against President Trump's immigration policies are being held across the country. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
Demonstrators descended on local congressional offices in a number of cities, demanding the same thing. Justin Hugie, protesting outside Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn's Houston office, says people are demanding change.
They have to get involved, they have to get activated, they have to show up.
The Department of Homeland Security's Inspector General, in a report, warns facilities in South Texas are seriously overcrowded, needing immediate attention. The report finds conditions are due to a surge in families crossing the border seeking asylum. I'm Tim McGuire.
The Trump administration is giving up plans to include a citizenship question on the 2020 census. That means the Census Bureau can now start printing forms to be sent to more than 100 million American homes. AP's Mike Gracia has more.
Printing of the 2020 census questionnaire began Tuesday without a citizenship question the Trump administration wanted to include. The decision to move forward was somewhat surprising, since President Donald Trump had indicated he would ask his attorneys about possibly delaying the census next spring. Trump floated the idea of delaying the census after the U.S. Supreme Court halted the addition of a citizenship question last week. The Census Bureau says printed postcards and letters will be sent out next March, reminding residents about the census. Most respondents are expected to answer the questionnaire by internet. Mike Gracia, Washington.
You're listening to VOA News. The remaining signatories to the 2015 International Pact to restrain Iran's nuclear weapons development all voiced concern Tuesday that Tehran had exceeded the limit of how much low-enriched uranium it could stockpile. Britain, France, Germany, and the European Union said their commitment to the deal was based on full compliance by Iran. In a joint statement, the parties said they had been consistent and clear about that, and they urged the Islamic Republic to refrain from further measures that undermine the accord. A decorated Navy SEAL has been found not guilty of murdering a teenage terrorist suspect in Iraq after a two-week war crimes trial in San Diego. Edward Gallagher was acquitted of murder and two counts of attempted murder against Iraqi civilians. He was found guilty of posing for a photograph beside the body of an Islamic State militant fighter. Defense lawyer Mark Mukasey said this is a big win.
Suffice to say, huge victory, huge weight off the Gallaghers.
Gallagher's lawyer Tim Parlatori told reporters outside the San Diego courthouse that his client is unlikely to serve any more time.
We have a sentencing to do, but the maximum sentence on what they're about to sentence him on is much less than the time that they've already had him in the brig. So he is going home.
Gallagher's case has been divisive in the United States. His supporters say he's a war hero, while his critics say he has a record of cruel and predatory behavior. One of Gallagher's men testified that while Gallagher mortally wounded the teenage terrorist suspect, he, the witness, suffocated the boy to keep him from suffering. Gallagher's critics accused the witness of fabricating a story to take the blame for his commanding officer. European lawmakers are experiment. The group is meeting in Strasbourg to select new heads of the 28-nation bloc's institutions. Deep divisions among the members have slowed down the process by several days. On Tuesday, German Defense Minister Ursula von der Leyen was named president of the European Commission. Belgium's Prime Minister Charles Michel was named president of the European Council. And French financial expert Christine Lagarde was nominated as head of the European Central Bank. Spanish Foreign Minister Josep Borrell was nominated as EU Foreign Policy Chief. And the United States is threatening to impose tariffs on $4 billion in European Union goods. This comes over a lengthy dispute involving subsidies for the world's two largest plane manufacturers. The U.S. Trade Representative's Office released a list this week of additional $4 billion worth of goods targeted in April. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.